Car serum will begin in a moment.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This is Carcerum.
I'm so bored. I want a drink.
How could you drink here?
It's a pub. You're supposed to drink here.
No, I meant how can you drink with them on the ground?
I prefer to drink with the dead over the living. It's quieter.
This early in the morning?
Here, I'll show you.
Both of you should be quieter. I'm trying to think.
What about?
There was a woman in here last night, young. She was familiar to me, and I don't know why.
Maybe you saw her in your dreams.
No, that's not it.
Come here, you. Watch your step. This is Frederick. Say hello, Frederick.
Hello.
Frederick here works for the Watchman.
Only when necessary. I'm a cobbler by trade.
But when there's trouble and help is needed, Frederick answers the call, don't you, Frederick?
How noble.
Now, I couldn't find the head watchman in this blasted town. Even the gates were unguarded. But I thought our friend Frederick here could help us out.
Such a nice new friend.
Thank you, Hal. Frederick, was it?
Yes, Frederick. That's right. Who are you?
My name is Vorloff. I apologize for the stench, but bodies do tend to smell after being left to rot from sundown to sunup.
That's fine.
Oh, I'm afraid I disagree, Frederick. It's not fine. Bodies shouldn't be left to rot in a pub for hours. And we've kept the owner here as witness for the same amount of time, unable to clean or repair his place of business, his livelihood. Can you imagine the inconvenience this has posed to the poor gnome? Guilty only of bearing witness to this sad affair?
Well,
and what about me and my men? Hours and hours we've waited, Frederick. Do you have any idea what it's like to keep the company of men you've killed? Watching as their bodies swell, as the foulness within them makes its way without?
No.
Speak up, Watchman!
No!
It's not pleasant, I'll tell you that. We've been waiting for the law to come and mark the dead. My men and I acted legally and justly and have left these rogues untouched in accordance with the law. We didn't even close their eyes. Look at this man, Frederick, staring up at you with clouded eyes, seeing none but death. He deserves better.
He's probably never seen a dead body before.
Don't worry, Freddy. If you stick by us, you'll see a lot more.
Please!
Frederick, we've been waiting for the head watchman to come here and sign off that we acted in good faith and within the law, and upon his declaration to give approval for another contract. Good, upstanding citizens, waiting and waiting. I have no doubt that the news of this altercation has made it to him and to you hours ago.
I'm sorry.
You're sorry? Sorry to who? Sorry to the dead? Sorry to the barkeep? Sorry to us? Or perhaps sorry to all those who've been barred from helping while we've sat here waiting?
I'm sorry, but...
But?
No, nothing, nothing.
That didn't sound like nothing.
Sounded a lot like something.
It's just, when the other visuals come, they just fake the signatures. You know, the law doesn't get involved. We kind of thought you'd just go away.
True vigils always act within the law. Tell me, Frederick, does it look like we're going away?
No, sir. No.
No. Can you bring your leader to us?
I don't know where he is. I'm not his keeper.
Do you think you could find him?
Don't know.
You don't know.
No.
Frederick, do you know what happens when you have to wait for hours upon hours trapped in a place like this? You seek out any distraction you can find. Some turn to the drink.
Cheers!
But I prefer a game.
What kind of game? I don't...
You needn't worry. A simple game to pass the time.
A new friend should play with us.
Especially a game with daggers.
Wait, with daggers?
You need only put your hand up against the wall, please, Frederick. Make sure your fingers are spread apart.
No, I really don't want to... Oh!
Hal, could you please help our new friend?
With pleasure. Come here, you. Hold still. I'll help you hold still, friend. For luck.
Please, don't.
Frederick, I need your fingers spread out.
What are you going to do?
Frederick. Good. Fingers just like that. Now hold still. You see, Frederick, it's just a game. I won't hurt you. You really mustn't worry. I have a lot of daggers and impeccable aim. I'll only hit the space between your fingers, I promise. Unless, of course, you move.
Please!
Shh! You'll only distract me.
We wouldn't want that, would we?
Please, don't.
Wager a drink that Vorlov hits him.
I'll take that bet.
Please!
I have to admit, between the ring finger and the pinky is always tricky, even for me well-rested. But I've been up all night. I'd be tempted to stop now, but since we're stuck here, waiting for your leader, and you don't know where he is, we have to play games to kill the time.
I'll find him, and I'll bring him to you.
You will.
I'll find him.
Frederick, please. I'm so pleased. Fantastic. Oh, Frederick, I seem to have scratched you. But I did tell you not to move. I'm sure we'll heal just fine. Now, normally I would suggest playing another round, but you're going to be too busy finding your leader.
Yes, I'll find him.
Bye, Freddy.
Thanks for helping me win the beer.
Oh, and Frederick, if you don't return with him soon, I'll have Hal find you again. There are lots more games we can play.
I'll find him.
Well, that was fun. Oh, I'm a little confused.
When aren't you confused?
The justice told us not to hurt innocent people, and we killed those men because they were wanted for messing around with citizens that weren't involved with magic, and they attacked us. So why would you do that to Frederick? Doesn't seem like he's done anything wrong. Not that I'm complaining, mind you.
I would never hurt an innocent person. But if the law doesn't fulfill their duty after half a day, even though they are legally required to confirm these deaths, then I'm unclear where their loyalties lie. They're hindering us, and I cannot let anyone get in the way of our cause. As you saw, our friend was unwilling to act with haste to resolve our dilemma. I simply provided the motivation he needed. And you can be sure his finger will heal.
I do hope dear Freddy finds his leader quick.
What are you staring at, my lord? Is something wrong with the wall there?
More like something missing. Get the owner.
Yes, sir. There you go. Come on, step lively. There you are.
Yes?
The paint on this spot of the wall is lighter. Something was hanging here. What was it? I don't recall.
It got stolen last night.
What was it exactly?
I...
Don't make me repeat myself.
It was a copy of the prophecy. Not that I believe it, of course. I mean, I can't even read it. It's been here long, long before I bought the place, and no one here believes it. But we joke about it. All in good fun. I don't believe in the prophecy at all. All for fun.
Enough. I believe you. And you said it was stolen last night.
Well, I think it was nicked during the fight. There was this girl, you see. She was really obsessed with it, and I'm guessing she took it when she and her friend ran off.
Describe her.
After everything from that night, I really don't remember that well. Bag of faces, you know.
You know, Vorlov, now that our Freddy's gone, we don't have anyone left to play with. Maybe we should make a new friend.
We do love to make friends.
She was young, carried a sword and looked like she knew how to use it. Spoke gruffly but seemed innocent. Oh, clean. Almost too clean. I never seen her before and I know all the people around here.
Yes, her. And you mentioned she had a companion. Was it a man the same age? Confident? Also looks like he knows how to use a weapon?
He was the same age, sure, but he was cowardly. Couldn't even put up a fight when he arm wrestled Gary. I hadn't seen him around. Not neither.
See, I found him. Ah. I found him.
Ah, welcome back, Freddy. And good job.
You lead the watchman, I assume.
I do.
Good. Good. Barkeep, would you bear witness for our watchman friend here?
These good men here acted out of necessity to defend themselves and uphold their duty.
Satisfied, watchman?
Yes. Yes, of course.
My dear barkeep, thank you for your patience and for doing your civic duty. You're a good citizen. You may go now.
Thank the light.
Sorry for the wait. You see, I was called away last night. There was a Lucis Nuturi attack, and I...
No matter.
Can I go now, please? Please, can I go now?
Yes, Frederick, and thank you for doing your duty.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thanks for being a good sport, Freddy.
Sir. You left them covered in their own filth and entrails. Didn't even put a blanket over them.
You know the law. Can't do anything with the dead until I get legal witness.
Well, everything seems to be in order here. I can sign your declaration and you can all be on your way.
And take their rings.
No, that's not really necessary. I don't really need to see that.
Oh, you absolutely do. We waited all night. You'll mark every detail. After we've claimed the hands, is I right? You can have the rest. Have a seat.
Ugh. Do we have to take the rings off all these dead people?
Can't just take the rings. Once a man dies, his fingers swell up like a cooked sausage. Plus, code says we take the whole hand, so...
The law is the law! There! Catch!
Watch it, eh? Damn near hit me in the face!
Slapped by a dead man!
Trying to give him the last laugh, are you?
Excuse me. I better go check
only
on him.
Only three more to go.
And I really gotta hand it to you.
Oh,
hey, old scoundrel, shut your gob.
Oh, you dropped one. You're looking for a handout.
All seems to be in order here. Can I sign it now?
If you would be so kind.
There. There you go.
Good. Very good. Thank you. Come. There is much to be done.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Come on, come on. Keep your guard up.
Ha! Ow! That hurts.
You can't learn to fight by watching others. Keep your guard.
Have you seen Spirit?
I haven't
seen her since we started training. You know, maybe we should go look. Oh!
Don't try to talk your way out of this. Spirit is fine. I'm sure she's just grazing somewhere. Now, attack! Aim for the body, not okay. The blade. Or the stick. Don't cross your feet. Throws off your balance. Makes it easier for the enemy to push you over.
How am I supposed to remember all of this during a fight?
Practice, practice, and more practice. That's what my mother always said.
Well, where did she learn all this? Not like the village has a militia or anything. Although, that wouldn't be the worst idea in the world these days.
My mother wasn't from the village. Father is. Born and raised! Nice parry. Mother moved to the village when she was about my age.
Where was she before?
She traveled a lot. That's where she got the prophecy. On one of her adventures.
So, she passed on her love of swords and the prophecy to her daughter. And you're exactly like her, you know.
Not exactly. She believed in the prophecy, but never thought it would happen in our lifetime. It was actually my grandmother who got me to believe that it could!
Damn!
Oh, you're improving.
I lost.
But it took me a few seconds to beat you. That's an improvement. Maybe in a few weeks we can spar with actual swords.
Oh, good. So I only have a few more weeks to live.
Oh, come on. I wouldn't kill you. Just cut you up a bit. Let's rest for a minute.
But, oh, thank you. My arms are sore in places I've never even felt before.
Only your arms? I guess I'm taking it too easy on you.
So, you're never worried when Spirit runs off like that?
Not really. She always finds me again. She's a free spirit, so to speak.
Wow. I just got that.
Yeah. The name just seems to fit her in many ways.
I can't believe your mother would put her kid through this torture.
She wanted me to be able to defend myself.
And why did she teach you about the prophecy?
Everyone knows about the prophecy.
But not everyone believes it or has a copy.
True believers are a rare breed.
What do you believe? You're faithful to this idea that a few words on a scroll can predict the future. But now we have proof that there's a different version, a different prophecy. But they can't both be right. Why still believe in it at all?
Godric and his parents' deaths have to mean something. They have to be part of some greater plan that leads us somewhere better. Somewhere free. Free of the terrible laws, the vigils, the lusus naturae, free to actually live. Prophecy is hope.
Hope. Hope only makes things hurt more when it all comes crashing down. And it always does.
That's a really
Oh no, I'm corrupted!
Look out! Kevin, get our swords. Our real swords. I left them against the rock over there. I'll distract it as you run. Easy.
That's a lusus naturae. You can't fight a corrupted with a stick.
Calm down. That's why I said to get our swords. This one's smaller than the last one. I think we can handle it. All right. Go. Now. I got its left eye! It's mine there!
Aura!
Keep going!
Hey! Over here! Oh! Who? Attack me! Uh-oh.
Come back here! I'm not done with you!
Thank you!
No! No!
I did it! Let's see how you like fighting someone who's armed!
Keep going! It doesn't look like it's healing. Press the attack! Kevin, uncross your legs! You'll be knocked!
Laura, I'm... What was...
Hey! Are you okay?
Who's shooting those arrows? Is it dead?
Oh, it's dead, all right. Karis here never misses.
Thank you. I don't know what we would have done if you two hadn't shown up.
Died. Probably.
No need to thank me. Hold him. It is my duty to stop the lusus naturae.
Really? Well, why is that?
Well, it has been written.
What? Where?
The prophecy.
Stay tuned for scenes from next week's show right after this message.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Ah, I know. Why leave things to speculation? We'll have a friendly duel between little Kevin here and Karis. Then we can see how you really handle yourself.
Carcerum, created by Shane Salk and William Holmes. Follow at Carcerum the Series on your favorite social media platform. For a full cast and crew list of Carcerum, please visit our website at carcerumtheseries.com.